Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Day 2 of the NFL draft coming up at 4 o'clock down on the Strip. That's just amazing. Last night, gentleman Jim Dallas came up with one of the lighter moments. Break it all down for us.
Yeah, Sean McVay and Les Snead, that's the head coach of the Rams and the general manager of the L.A. Rams, they were doing an interview. They were sitting in front of microphones, and they were conversing, and they were reacting in real time to the live draft up on the screen over their shoulders, and they saw the Patriots picked somebody that they were looking at in the third round, and the Patriots picked him up in the first round. It's kind of funny to see Sean McVay laugh and react to this. Listen to this.
Really? Just went. Oh, my, UT Chattanooga to the first round. Hey,
how about that? And we wasted our time watching him thinking he'd be at 104, hey, maybe.
they were yucking it up. I think they had a couple of adult beverages before that. But I
think that's great. That's great. Well, that gives you a little inside the war room perspective. When they see guys go off the board in the first round that they projected into the third round, and I'm like, ooh, that's not good for the Patriots.
And the NFL.com, the analyst there, they gave the Patriots a D on that pick.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah, it wasn't an A, it wasn't a B, it wasn't a C. It was all the way down to a D.
I think that's absolutely incredible. Well, we'll have more of those stories, I'm sure, on Monday. Of bizarre things that happened during the draft. That'll be coming up. Oh, also speaking of the draft, Ron Futrell's going to join us. He has been a good friend of this show from like the day that I set foot in Las Vegas. He was one of the first people to be really nice to me, and we had so much fun on the air at some of our previous locations. And now he's joined us here, and he's become kind of a regular. I love it. We'll talk about day 2 of the NFL draft with a look back at day number 1. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
This is my auto, and this is my key. And there is only one place I trust with my key. My key car care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. And my key. And American cheese. Remember, I only trust my key with my key. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. My key, doing car care right.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates, enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Russia bombards the Ukraine capital an hour after the head of the UN met there with President Zelensky.
Russia struck the Ukrainian capital for the first time since their forces retreated weeks ago. This came barely an hour after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky held a news conference with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
Ukraine is an epicenter of unbearable heartache and pain. I witnessed that very vividly today around Kyiv.
The missile struck a residential high-rise and wounded 10 people. Meanwhile, explosions were also heard in Chernihiv near the Belarusian border and Fastiv on the southwest. Donbas, the Kremlin's main objective, and Kharkiv also saw heavy fire as Russian forces inched closer. I'm Naomi Shannon.
Thousands of firefighters are facing high winds and dry conditions in the southwest as they battle blazes that have ravaged parts of New Mexico. At a briefing, fire behavior specialist Stuart Turner says high winds and low moisture from drought conditions are fueling a wildfire complex northeast of Santa Fe.
The logs, the branches, stumps, those type of things, those are coming down to 8%. That very same size of 4x4 that you buy at the lumber store, kiln dried is 12%. So out there, that's drier than what a kiln would do.
Stocks spiraled downward today, pushing the NASDAQ toward its biggest monthly loss since the 2008 financial crisis. A sharp drop in Amazon was helping to pull indexes lower after the internet retail giant posted its first loss since 2015. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 939 points, the NASDAQ dropped 536. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate, not a politician, a successful entrepreneur, not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is, while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit NoraForNV.com.
It's 204. This is a KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, with the NFL draft in town, the Raiders sat on the sidelines last night. They traded their first-round pick to the Green Bay Packers and picked up star wide receiver Davante Adams a few weeks ago, who played college ball with the Raiders quarterback Derek Carr. Now, the Raiders have also decided not to pick up the fifth-year options on their 2019 draft picks, Jonathan Abram, Clelin Ferrell, and Josh Jacobs. The Raiders do control a third-round pick in tonight's draft. That's number 86 overall. And remember, the draft begins at 4 p.m. Well, meanwhile, Southern Nevada's tourism metrics continue to get better, closing in on pre-pandemic numbers of 2019. The Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority reports visitor volume is up almost 50% from last year's convention. One of the best barometers of Las Vegas' economic recovery is the average daily room rate, which is up 63%. That's right, an average of $134 per room. Now, only one tourism metric dropped when compared to March of last year. That's highway traffic coming into Las Vegas. Maybe it's the $6 gas.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, as you know, those road closures continue until 9 p.m. tomorrow evening in front of the Bellagio there on Las Vegas Boulevard. Also, Flamingo Road is closed. That's from Las Vegas Boulevard all the way up to Koval Lane.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward, how much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three of Live and Local for a Friday. Good to have you with us. April 29th, we are headed to May, and of course that means Mother's Day, and then eventually summer. I can't wait. And by the way, you won't have to wait for the NFL draft because it will begin in now less than 2 hours. In fact, at 4 o'clock, they will resume with round number three. And no better person to have on the show to talk about the NFL draft than our buddy Ron Futrell, sports anchor, reporter at 8 News Now. And he joins us. Ron, what did you do yesterday? Were you working or did you get to play with the draft?
Okay, that's funny when you say that. No better person to ask. I watched very little of the draft. No, but here's why. I had to wake up early in the morning and I did morning news the last couple of days.
So
I had to go to bed early last night, and so I didn't see much of the draft. But no, here's what I was doing. I was kicking around doing the fun stories around the NFL experience and some of the and talking to fans and doing that sort of stuff. So all the ancillary, all the fun stuff, all the crazy stuff with the draft, yes, doing that. But as for the analytics of, are you kidding me? They took the nose tackle from Southern Miss that early. I thought he was going to go. Okay, I'm not that guy anyway. But it was interesting that they a lot of defensive players taken early, and in particular edge rushers, which are at a premium. Which the NFL is now a league because it's such a prominent passing league. You've got to be able to get to the passer, or you are doing nothing. Witness what the LA Rams were able to do. Joe Burrow, great passer, but you get to the passer and you can make some things happen. And if you are not getting to the passer and putting pressure on the quarterback, you're done. And so every team needs to have, as they need to have a great quarterback, they got to have a great edge rusher or two to make things happen. And we saw that in the draft yesterday.
What did you think of the optics? I mean, I watched in a sports bar and we didn't have the sound up, but the pictures, especially the drone pictures that showed the immensity of the crowd. I mean, it was huge. I mean, it was just as far as the eye can see.
It really looked nice. There were probably, I mean, the estimates are a crowd of 100,000 people. I think there were probably more. But when you put the two crowds together at the two stages, and somebody asked me the other day, like, what was the purpose? Why did they even have that second stage, the one at Bellagio over the water?
Yeah.
Because most of the action, of course, was happening at the main stage, which they call a theater stage, which is behind the Caesars property. Well, and the answer, the obvious answer is they had Caesars with the main stage. They had to include MGM somewhere. And so that was the reason for the Bellagio stage, was to make the folks over at MGM happy. So the both Caesars and MGM, who own most of the properties on the Strip, they're both taken care of. And you'll see that sort of stuff with the Super Bowl and other events here in town. And I've noticed that it's important to take care of those two entities. If you're coming in from out of town you are the NFL, you're going to make sure both get a little piece of it. Else it ain't going to happen. How about that?
Speaking of making it happen, one of the great things about having you on is that you are not just a guy that does current events for your employer at 8 News Now, but you are an historian. I mean, you know where all the bones are buried in this community. I want to go back to the beginning of this whole NFL draft thing. I know we were supposed to get it, and then the pandemic came and all of that. Can you talk about whose vision this was to bring the NFL draft to Sin City?
Well, it was. Let's go back with the NFL. 2015 is when they took the first draft on the road to Chicago. It used to always be in New York. And they've had 86 years of the NFL draft. So the draft's been around for a long time, and people hardly even notice it unless you were the guy being chosen or the family member of one of the guys being chosen. You barely noticed the draft back in the day. So it goes back to they like having them in great visual areas, in fun areas, even though last year's was in Cleveland, Kevin. So I don't know how
visual. Wink, wink, nod, nod.
The Cuyahoga's still not on fire, though, is it?
No, they did put that out.
Whew, okay, that's right. Good deal. I talked to Mark Davis yesterday, the owner of the Raiders, and this was a bizarre setting right in the center of the intersection of Flamingo and the Las Vegas Strip. They closed off all the traffic and held a news conference at noon yesterday. And I wasn't exactly sure how they were going to do this, and I didn't believe that they were going to close off both streets, most of both streets, to be able to hold this news conference right there, but they did. So I'm in the middle of the street, the middle of the strip, which they renamed to Draft Drive, talking to Mark Davis, and he said, yeah, this was this. So to answer your question, it was his vision, really. It was his vision years ago to say when we bring – and he said something to the effect that when we brought the Raiders to Las Vegas, we said this was going to be more than just the Raiders. We're bringing the league to Vegas. They're going to want to have events here and make things happen here, which, of course, they're doing with the Pro Bowl last year, the draft. When I say last year, last year's Pro Bowl, last season's, it was actually this calendar year, the Pro Bowl. The draft this year was scheduled for 2002. Fears over COVID shut that down. If you remember what we were doing 2 years ago, we were all scared to death. Fauci was frightening us all. News was frightening us all. The government was frightening. Anyway, we were all. Yeah, I was. Can you tell I wasn't that terrified?
We were all
told to be terrified. Let me put it that way. We were all told to be terrified at the time. So we shut sports down, shut everything down, shut schools down. And this is the worst thing in the world for the kids. But anyway, did all that, and so they promised the draft to Las Vegas. Within 2 years or as soon as they could, and this was the next best opportunity for Vegas to do it upright, and we're doing it upright. Way to go.
No, I just think it's so good. And the optics, I mean, when they went to the wide shot and they showed just the mass of humanity, it was something to behold. Let me just ask you, is this like the dress rehearsal for the Super Bowl coming up?
Sure it is. They're all saying that, yes, that it is that, and it's a chance to work with all these same people. Because it was sort of funny because some of the people I interviewed this week with the NFL that were here putting the event operations together, and I forget some of their titles and even their names now, but they were people that we had talked to for the Pro Bowl. And so we at least had that understanding. They knew, I don't know if they recognized us, but I recognized them and remembered them. And so that was sort of nice, and all of them have said on this one that yes, this is the same thing we want to do with the Super Bowl. Now, when I say same thing, it's going to be different, but similar activities. There's going to be an NFL experience as part of the Super Bowl. It is for every Super Bowl where you can do that sort of stuff and have fun, interactive-type NFL stuff. So that will be here along with other things. So that's sort of nice. I'm waiting to hear what they're going to do with the Pro Bowl. And see if Las Vegas, and there's been no announcement on this, if Las Vegas will be the permanent, but at least long-term home for the Pro Bowl. I get it. The Pro Bowl sucked. okay?
It's awful. Awful.
As a game, it was horrific. It was embarrassing, horrific, and all this sort of. But the events around the Pro Bowl are nice. And so that's good to have it here. It's better to have it here than Orlando. Let's go there, and that's where it's been for years, or Hawaii, where it used to be forever. They had, you know, nearly permanent homes there in those places. But residencies, we'll call it a residency,
yeah,
since that's the popular word here. So the Pro Bowl, get a residency in Vegas and have it here for a few years. I think they're going to do that. I think that's the plan. Why not? Now, and next year, they certainly could have the Pro Bowl and the Super Bowl here. Whether they would in 2024 have the Pro Bowl and the Super Bowl, I hadn't thought about that. That would be interesting.
Yeah.
But we're the first city to host all three of those things, by the way. The draft, the Pro Bowl, and the Super Bowl. No other city has ever done that.
That's incredible. That's incredible. What is the economic impact? I know we always talk about that when you're planning events. Everybody says, oh, there's an economic impact. And then you find out, well, maybe it wasn't quite as good as we thought it was, or it was projected. We had some additional expenses, blah, blah, blah. Do you have a feel for what the economic impact's going to be about what we're doing this weekend?
The hotel rooms are filled, okay? We were staying at the Cosmo. That's where we did some of our live shots, and we had a hotel room up there. And it was three times a regular room rate. So I don't know. I don't have a number for you. Let's go here. It's going to be a little bit less than what Formula One will bring, but it will be more than the Rock and Roll Marathon. How's that?
There you go. That is. I'm just curious about the Formula One. Is that going to tear up the strip the same way that we did with the draft?
Oh, much worse, much more, much better, much all the way around, all of the above. And here's why I say worse and better, is there's going to be road closures. There have to be, certainly for that. But they're literally going to have to tear up portions of the strip to be able to put asphalt on there, new asphalt, that will be good for Formula One. You cannot run F1 cars on regular asphalt at 200 miles an hour. It just won't happen. It'll tear up the tires. It'll tear up the road. It'll tear up everything. Cars. So they have to have specialty asphalt. So they're going to do that. That's one of the first things they're going to have to do, is take care of all that. And then put in the barriers to protect fans. Are you kidding me? They're going to go 200 miles an hour down the strip. And if one of those things takes off, they take off.
Yeah, they
fly. They
hit
into each other.
They fly.
They are aerodynamic to fly. They do have downforce to try to keep them down, and they have to use that. But those things, we've seen them. They can take off and fly into barriers and stuff. I mean, look a few years ago, Dan Weldon at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, that horrific accident that was fatal for him. That car flew into the catch fence on the side, was hit by another car. So, and that was not even at the speeds we're going to be seeing here. That was at two-thirds of the speed that we're going to see on the strip with the F1 cars. So there's a lot of work to do to make that happen. I'm going to say this. I'm going to be a little cynical. I'm not sure they can get it all done in time. If we can pull this off by 2023, November 23, to make this happen, I'll be amazed.
Yeah, it'll be another major victory. I want to ask you, when you bring hundreds of thousands of people together, whether this is still a pandemic or an endemic, do you worry that this could end up being a super spreader with all these people elbow to elbow?
No to no on top of the no with a double no. if it isn't, no, we've all, listen here, here's Dr. Ron. My medical degree, I didn't quite pass med school, okay? But I've listened to a lot of smart people, and that I do. I listen to a lot of smart people that know what they're talking about. And yes, endemic phase. We're not at the phase where we have all been either exposed to it, had it, and not going to get it, or already got it. And so it's so endemic is the right word right now, where it's just with us. The Spanish flu from 102 years ago is still with us. And it is. I mean, it's still there. We didn't get rid of the Spanish flu. It's just we built up resistance to it from that time. And that was a pandemic that was, I'm going to say, 50 times, 75 times worse than this pandemic. They thought it was going to be the end of the world. I mean, they did. 35 million people died in the fall of 1918 in a world that had barely a billion people. No, 35 million people died in a 10-week period in the fall of 1918. So you don't want to get me on Spanish flu stats, because I know them, and I've studied it well before even this pandemic. I was a sort of a student of the Spanish flu, oddly enough, and don't ask me why. But it was, you know, this compared to that. So, half the people that died of the Spanish flu were aged between 20 and 40 years old. Picture that.
That's incredible.
Picture that.
Yeah.
No, that half the people who died were in that prime age of their life. Not old folks like me. Okay. And no, we don't want to lose old folks. We love them too, I hope. But it's different when somebody dies at 80 and somebody dies at 18. That is different. We get that. But no, I don't see this being this. I mean, if college football this past season wasn't the super spreader, which it wasn't, then certainly this is not going to be. But I love that things are getting back to normal. I wish that we hadn't gone through this. We didn't need to go this as far as we did. But I'm happy to see that things are cranking again. And Vegas is cranking again, and we need events like this to make it happen.
I know this is an all hands on deck type of project, having an NFL draft party over the course of 3 nights. My question to you is, what do the folks at 8 News Now have you doing the rest of the weekend?
Oh, good question. I hope I'm sleeping a little bit, catching up on some sleep, and I mean that. I'll watch a little bit tonight, and then probably crash, and I'm going to go back Saturday and see what the Raiders do. They got to pick today. They're going to pick number 86 in the third round. The Rams finally have a pick in the draft. That's interesting to me. It's pick number 104. I'm going to be just kicking around the station doing some stuff, and I'll go out and get some more interviews and stuff that we'll get video of the event. But it's interesting that now the Raiders took a little bit of a lesson from the Rams, I believe. Okay, and the Rams have given away a bunch of their draft picks to be able to get their quarterback and get the players that they want to win a Super Bowl. And it worked for them. They won the Super Bowl last year. I think the Raiders sort of saw that and said, wait a second. And the Raiders have had some crappy drafts lately.
Yeah.
They have really had some horrific drafts. And so instead of putting their money on the draft, they're going, let's get Devontae Evans, Jim said during the news at the top of the hour, let's get Devontae Evans, give up the draft picks, and then he's going to be our guy. And because he's proven, they know what they're getting. You know, with Henry Ruggs, you weren't sure. Now we know.
Yeah.
With Jonathan Abram and other guys, not extending the contract on him was sort of interesting. And different things that's happening. I think you're going to see teams go for proven guys and give up draft picks unless there's somebody they really want and they're pretty sure about, because the draft is so unscientific.
Yeah.
It's such a crapshoot that it's difficult.
And wow.
Here we go. But get defensive linemen, man. You need those guys that can – you need those guys getting to the passer, or you are not going to win in the NFL, period. Period.
Well spoken. Ron Futrell, always good, man. You enjoy your weekend, my friend, and we will talk again soon, I promise.
Thank you. Always my pleasure, Kevin. Take care. Good talking to you.
There you go. Ron Futrell, sports anchor and reporter for 8 News Now. You'll see him over the weekend, I know. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. Did you know that Nevada has ranked at or near the bottom in education for almost a decade? That's right. Even after the largest tax increase in Nevada history and record spending, we are right where we started in terms of education, near or at the bottom. Ever wonder where all that money actually goes? It's time our elected officials started being accountable to you and to our children. And my pledge to you is simple. If you send me to Carson City, I'll make the treasurer's office the most transparent one in the country. And you'll know exactly where your money's going. Accountability and transparency in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. I wrote and, of course, approved this message for you. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call was paid for by Manny for Nevada.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you found it difficult to hear in crowded places like bars and restaurants, especially now at NBA and NHL playoff time? Trust me, I know exactly what you're talking about. Years of overdriven radio station headphones caused serious hearing loss. I kept asking friends and family.